This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of Afghanistan's Peace Council, Abdullah Abdullah, said on Saturday negotiators would discuss a reduction in violence as a priority when they met Taliban representatives on Sunday, and that both sides would need to find compromises on contentious issues. A ceremony to launch talks aimed at ending 19 years of war took place in Qatar's capital, Doha, after months of delays following a meeting between representatives of both sides to work out how talks should proceed. Abdullah told Reuters in an interview that a ceasefire would be one of the first issues discussed when negotiators met Sunday.
Tomorrow, when they start talking, this will be one of the first agendas to discuss or to be discussed.
In addition to terms of a permanent ceasefire, the parties were expected to discuss the rights of women and minorities and the disarming of tens of thousands of Taliban fighters and militias loyal to warlords, some of them aligned with the government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Saturday the United States remains deeply concerned about Turkey's actions in the eastern Mediterranean, urging a diplomatic solution to the crisis. In a fleeting trip to Cyprus on Saturday to meet with that country's president, Pompeo said that countries in the region need to resolve their disagreements peacefully and diplomatically.
We remain deeply concerned by Turkey's ongoing operations, surveying for natural resources in areas over which Greece and Cyprus assert jurisdiction in the eastern Mediterranean.
Tensions in the eastern Mediterranean have risen over claims and counterclaims pitting Turkey against Greece and Cyprus in maritime areas thought to be rich in natural gas. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. French police fired tear gas on Saturday as the Yellow Vest movement returned to Paris after being dampened by the coronavirus crisis. French authorities deployed a heavy police presence in the capital as several hundred demonstrators gathered at two squares in Paris for authorized marches. One march set off without incident, but the other was delayed after police used tear gas to disperse protesters who left the designated route, and some of whom set fire to trash cans and a car. Authorities had banned protests in a central zone, including the Champs-Élysées, the scene of rioting at the height of the Yellow Vest movement nearly 2 years ago. The movement began when anger over fuel taxes and President Emmanuel Macron's style of rule brought hundreds of thousands onto the streets across France. Israeli police detained several protesters late Saturday after thousands gathered outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence to demand his resignation. Netanyahu is on trial for corruption but has ruled out resigning during the proceedings. He is also facing increased criticism for mishandling the coronavirus pandemic. Weekly protests against Netanyahu over his corruption trial have expanded to include demonstrations against his handling of the health crisis and the resulting economic pain. Last week, Netanyahu announced overnight curfews on some 40 cities and towns hit hard by the coronavirus, but backed away from reported recommendations for full lockdowns after an uproar by politically powerful religious politicians. A group of Hong Kong families on Saturday demanded the urgent return of their activist relatives detained last month by mainland Chinese authorities as they tried to flee the city by boat to Taiwan. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
Speaking in Cantonese, one detainee's mother, whose son needs allergy medicine, said, "I hope Hong Kong can help the detainees come back. We don't even know if he is dead or alive." The local government's office in Guangdong said the 12 detainees are in what it called good physical condition and have hired representatives from mainland lawyers. The arrests come as a sweeping new national security law imposed by Beijing in July takes full effect. Earlier this week, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said if the detainees had been arrested for breaking mainland law, then they, quote, have to be dealt with according to the mainland laws.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.